Seeing the benefits of cover crops in southwest Iowa. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, brought to you by Kloss. Go to harvestingworld.com for the latest inventory of used combines from the Kloss dealer network or call 844-OWN-USED. At the recent National Conference on Cover Crops and Soil Health held in Omaha, Ray Gasser of Corning, Iowa, president of the American Soybean Association, talked about his experience with cover crops. Our visit with Gasser right after this. American Soybean Association President Ray Gasser talks about his experience with cover crops on his farm in southwest Iowa.
For the last 4 years now, we've been testing cover crops and every year growing just a few more because we do see the value in cover crops, particularly in our farm, maybe for erosion control and to maintaining that soil and making sure it stays in place. But we're also starting to see the soil health benefits that people are talking about and really see the value in keeping that green and growing crop as many months of the year as we can on our land and our soil. We think that'll be really help us to not only improve our farm but to feed people around the world.
Let's talk about the soil erosion aspect, and I think I heard you make the comment that with the more intense rainstorms that we're getting that you think those cover crops are helping a lot.
Yes, the last 4 years in particular, every year on one of our farms, we've had a 4-inch rain or so in an hour. And those kind of events, the terraces that we have, the no-till that we have, the waterways, are just not, they're just not able to handle an event like that, 4 inches in an hour. So as we're planting cover crops, we're seeing that the soil really does continue to stay in place as we have those major events, and we're able to keep the soil in place, keep it healthy, and keep it there for our future and our next generation. Our son's farming with us, and we want to make sure that farm and our farms that we get to care for are still there and are better than they were when we took over.
What kind of cover crops are you using on your place then?
So we've been testing some different mixes. Right now, cereal rye is what we're concentrating on, but we're also testing some radishes and some ryegrass, annual ryegrass. So this summer we want to test some legumes along with our cereal rye to make that soil more productive and bring the nitrogen up. And so for that next corn crop, we can use less fertilizer and no-till and have that mat and that soil in better shape than it was last year.
Ray Gasser of Corning, Iowa. He was part of a panel discussion at the recent National Conference on Cover Crops and Soil Health in Omaha. That's Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.